47. Let's get to another 2024 Best Picture nominee, the sixth one that we've covered so far on the show. I will be doing all 10 coming soon, so don't worry, or finishing out the ones I have not done yet. But this is the sixth one that we've covered. Let's get to Maestro, which is a Netflix original. It's written and directed by Bradley Cooper, stars Bradley Cooper, Carey Mulligan, Matt Bomer, Vincenzo Amato, Michael Urey, a few others. And the synopsis is, this love story chronicles the lifelong relationship of conductor-composer Leonard Bernstein and actress Felicia Bernstein. So this one, we did do A Star is Born on the show back when it came out. I love A Star is Born, so does my wife and co-host Elle. She loves that movie just as much as I do. I think it is awesome. And I think it was an amazing breakout directorial debut for Bradley Cooper. And so I was very, very excited about this one because I love, as anyone who listens to the show regularly, I love this time period, mid-20th century pieces, biopics. I'm totally there. The aesthetics, the simply just the history of that time, music, art, everything. I'm just fascinated with that era. So this movie appealed to me. I didn't know much about Leonard Bernstein. I knew the name, knew some of his, you know, big moments in his life, but for the most part, very blind going into this. Big thing though, actually, first off, produced by Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese. Pretty crazy. I did not know that going in, and those are some pretty nice names to have in your credits, so kudos to him. But besides that, the movie itself, when it came out, and before I got around to watching it, which was just recently, I had heard fairly negative things, not horrible things, but I think a lot of people seem to be fairly lukewarm on it, not big fans, like overrated, Oscar bait, blah, 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 that sort of thing. And so wasn't really sure what to expect going in. And maybe it's a hot take, I don't know. I enjoyed it a fair bit. I don't think it's a masterpiece. I don't think it's as good as some of the other biopics that have come out recently. But say what you will about the movie, like the Oscar baitiness, whatever. I guess I can get that. Not totally. But for a second directed movie, it's pretty phenomenal. Like the use of different aspect ratios, the use of color and black and white, it really was directed and edited so well. And I think that if he can do this on his second movie, I'm excited to see what he can do on his 10th. You know, like he directed this movie better than a lot of directors who've been doing it for 10, 20 years, in my opinion. Like, it looks amazing. The fluid cinematography and then the very static cinematography and how each act is broken up into a separate period of his life and also a different visual style. Very interesting and creative. And while his need maybe to get noticed by the Oscars, which it didn't win anything, but got a lot of attention. I can get that, and maybe you can call that cheap or commercial, I don't know. But I think he did all the fairly simple things really well. Like, it doesn't break the mold for a biopic, but he tells a fairly straightforward biopic really, really well. And very differently, and very refreshingly. Like, I was interested the entire time in this movie. It wasn't too long. Bradley Cooper, his performance, amazing. Like, I was never thinking, oh, I'm watching Bradley Cooper with makeup. It was one of those for me. Like, I was very much engaged and thinking, all right, this is Leonard Bernstein to a certain extent on screen, like as much as I could be. So I thought his performance was incredibly charismatic and compelling. It was funny. It was dramatic. I thought it was excellent. Carey Mulligan, amazing. Really, the movie is more so even about her in a lot of ways. She's fantastic. And everybody in the whole movie, Matt Bomer, awesome. Love him. Very, very good music. And as I talked about on my Letterboxd review, which follow me there if you haven't yet. If you have one, I suggest you get one. The cathedral conducting sequence, where it's pretty much an uncut long take where he's conducting seemingly an actual orchestra, it is unbelievable. Like, it's hard to really put into words like his dedication there. Because, you know, back in the old day when it came to things like playing a conductor or whoever, they just went through the motions. And, you know, going back now, it's like, all right, you look ridiculous trying to do that. But you can tell I'm not a conductor. I'm not a musical student, so to speak. But for my knowledge of that world, it was so spot on, so passionate, so dedicated, committed. Like, that sequence was incredible. And it was worth watching just for that. And that shows you that work that he put into it. Maybe it's not a perfect movie, like I said, but still, that is undeniably amazing to me. So overall, I think the movie got a little too much hate to me. I think there's a lot of great stuff there. I wish I had seen it in theaters. Like, I wish it had been released in theaters rather than just being a Netflix movie, because I think this sort of story, this scope, this world, I want to see it on a big screen, big sound. And so I think in some ways it was a mistake to do it that way. It feels a little bit smaller being a piece of streaming content, but really worth watching. Give it a chance. Worth seeing for Bradley Cooper alone and Carey Mulligan. And it makes me curious to learn more about Leonard Bernstein and the conducting world as a whole, and is just a very solid biopic. Like, I'm a biopic sort of nut, whether it's a brand new genre-defining one or a fairly conventional one, I'm there for it. I just find stories about people interesting, and again, especially in this time period. So that is a heavy 4 out of 5.